Hare Krishna. Last night we had a wonderful Diwali evening. By that I mean this is our sort of VIP dinner that we have on an annual basis. And devotees who follow the podcast from previous years will know I usually give a report. And it was the most, I think, well-attended program that we've had ever, if not at least in a long time. House was really packed. And the theme was actually, well, Vaishnav diet. I spoke on vegetarianism, and there was this very extraordinarily well organized on-site cooking course, and there were actually three cooks who cooked each two preparations in a matter of 3 minutes each, or four minutes, which was quite extraordinary. And that was all being videoed on three big screens, so everyone saw. And I was a little apprehensive originally as to how this was going to come off, but it was really, really good. And so the evening was an extremely successful one. And as usual, it was really hard to vacate the premises. Guests just sort of really linger and stay for a long time. They appreciate the atmosphere. It was like way past midnight before I got in here. Anyhow, our Sankirtan marathon, our book distribution marathon, is starting on Monday, or perhaps Tuesday. Although New Vrajadam's pre-marathon has already started, they have a pre-marathon because it takes a little while to get farmers geared up for book distribution, something that they hadn't done for a whole year, sort of. And that means we always have a abbreviated morning program here in Budapest. I'll be here for most of, well, for all of December. And and in order to sort of fill up for the short class, you have a class from 7:15, which usually end up being 7:20 to 7:45, so it's not a very long class. We're reading the first volume of the Bhagavatamrita to devotees during prasadam, which is good because it helps supplement the lack of spiritual input and spiritual strength that they get from such short Bhagavatam class. And so yesterday I started reading Professor O'Connell's introduction, and today I just did a little overview summary, because I also got up late. And one of the main highlights and main themes to always keep in mind in Krishna consciousness, and also here with Brihad Bhagavatamrita, is this distinction between devotees, devotees of different degrees of, or recipients of different degrees and different types of Krishna's mercy. Don't use the concept of advanced devotee and not advanced devotee, because they're all advanced and they're all perfect. But still, even in perfection, there's a whole spectrum of perfection, and there's a hierarchy of perfection. And that's because of the nature of transcendence. The nature of the Absolute Truth is such that Krishna's only complete if he manifests various degrees of perfection himself. So we see that in Krishna's incarnations, although Rama, Adi, Murti, Sukala, although they're all equal, but although they may be all equal, they don't display all of Krishna's features of Godhood. They display greater or lesser degrees of Krishna's divinity. And the result, not just divinity, but in terms of power, but in terms of personality. And so as a result of that, you have different forms of Godhead. And you have devotees who then relate to those different forms of Godhead, and because the forms of Krishna, and remember that they're unlimited, because the forms of Krishna manifest different characteristics and different features, therefore there have to be devotees who correspond or interact harmoniously with those different forms of the Lord. And as a result of that, you have different types of devotees. And these different devotees are considered to be recipients of different degrees of Krishna's mercy. So usually when I talk about Brihad Bhagavatamrita, I talk about the second part, about Gop Kumar. But now we're reading the first part, because that's the part, that's the only part that's translated into Hungarian. The second part hasn't been done. And in the first part, this is the question. The question is raised is, who is the greatest recipient of Krishna's mercy? Which is the topmost devotees, or who are the devotees who are the associates of Krishna's original form? And of course, we know that the residents of Vrindavan, and amongst the residents of Vrindavan, it's gopis, and amongst the gopis, it's Srimati Radharani. But volume one goes out to show that in a very elaborate way by Narada Muni on a search, on a quest to meet different grades of devotees and find out the answer to this question himself. And the second part, and of course he comes to the final conclusion that the what I mentioned before, the Vrijabhashis are the recipients of Krishna's greatest devotion, not because he's gone to Vrindavan, but because he went to Dwarka and heard that those truths being directly spoken by Krishna. And the second volume, and we have to keep in mind that Brihad Bhagavatamrita was spoken by Parikshit Maharaj after he'd already heard Srimad Bhagavatam. So that means, and it's described in the book, that by Krishna's grace, he got some little extra time before he was bitten by the snake bird. And if Bhagavatam of 18,000 verses takes 7 days to speak, Brihad Bhagavatamrita of 2,300 verses or something about thereabouts is about a day. So how that day manifests, whether it was compressed or not, don't know. But in any case, Parikshit Maharaj is speaking to his mother, who's a great devotee. And after hearing this first part, the relevant second part comes, she says, that all of these different incarnations have their own Vaikuntha planets where all the devotees attain a Vaikuntha perfection. But she says, but it can't be that the Brijbasis, who are so special, go to the same place as some other devotees. So therefore she says, but there must be some other place. It appears that she doesn't know about Goloka Vrindavan. So she says, there must be some other place. Otherwise, it would be contrary to spiritual principles of Jyajitamam Prapadyante, that Krishna reciprocates according to his devotees. And how could they engage in pastimes in a place that wasn't suited for those type of exchanges? So that becomes the second part. And that's the story of Gopkumar, who goes from one place to another place to another place, and looking, he's also in quest of the place where he can first find Madan Gopal, he can find Krishna and exchange with him, and of course he ends up in Goloka Vrindavan. So this is the story of Brihad Bhagavatamrita, and that's what hopefully devotees downstairs are reading about during prasadam. And I'm getting ready to go to the hospital. I have a doctor's appointment, and we'll be back online tomorrow. Hare Krishna.